Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Jennifer Stagg. I hope that you're having a wonderful start to your week. And today I want to discuss the story of the 10 lepers. And to start, I wanted to share a little bit of the definition of the word leper from the Bible dictionary. And I thought it was particularly interesting. And leprosy, of course, is a terrible form of a skin disease still occurring in various parts of the world. Lepers were forbidden by the law to enter any walled city. If a stranger approached, the leper was obliged to cry, "Unclean." How awful is that? That these poor people are going through this horrible disease, and then every time someone passes them, they have to yell out the words "unclean." And then, and not only that, but they're not allowed to go into any city. It just sounds so horrific. So now the story of the 10 lepers goes roughly like this, if you're not familiar with it. So Jesus was going through Jerusalem, and he passed 10 lepers. He told them to go show themselves to the priest, and they were healed. And only one of them returned to give thanks to Jesus and to praise him. So lots of times when we hear this story of the 9 lepers that didn't return, they're portrayed as ungrateful. And let's think about them in a different way for a minute. They all approached Jesus, and they all cried out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And they all obeyed his command to go show themselves to the priest, which is being obedient. So they all headed in that direction. He told them to head. They didn't divert and go, you know, to a bar or a casino or just off to do something else. They were obedient. And they headed for the priest, remember, before they had seen any evidence that they had been cleaned. So before that happened, they just obeyed, they had faith, and they were willing to just go straight to the priest. So think about that a little bit. They knew to whom they were calling out to healing because they believed that he had done it before. And so they also had faith that he could heal them. And they did what he said. He didn't say, you know, go to the priest and, you know, be sure to come back to me with a thank you note as soon as you're done. He simply just told them to go to the priest. So they did do that. But they did not return to give gratitude. And why is gratitude to God so crucial to wholeness of mind and body and spirit? And also to what the New Testament calls salvation. Well, apparently to be made well, we must add thanksgiving to our faith. So it's not just a physical ailment, but it's a spiritual ailment as well. And the person who gives thanks experiences a salvation that goes beyond the merely physical cure. So here's some questions to think about. How is our impulse to thank others related to our impulse to thank God? Are we more apt to thank others because they're physically there in front of us and that's a reminder to thank them? Or are you more apt to thank God first rather than others around you? I think people probably feel both. Another question, what does gratitude contribute to our being made well in body, spirit, you know, body, mind, and soul rather than just body? Why is it so important that Jesus would chastise those who didn't value it and value their blessings? Does gratitude keep us connected with the giver of the gift? Does recognizing the source of a gift keep us using it in keeping with the giver's character and values? Does gratitude keep us grounded in the value of the gift as we take it into new pursuits and places? I think for sure that gratitude keeps us connected with the giver of a gift. You know, even if it's just a little thank you note or something like that. Instead of writing a physical letter, you know, there's obviously another way that we can interact with God and give our gratitude to God. So the Bible teaches that if we have gratitude, it not only heals our physical ailments, but our spiritual ones as well. It also makes us happier and more appreciative of what we have and our loved ones. So are you a grateful person? Do you give thanks freely and often, and not only to the people in your life, but to God as well? And as you go about your day, I want you to think today about keeping that attitude of gratitude in mind. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to leave you with our song of the day today, I Know Jesus by David Osmond.
I know Jesus, He knows me. I know Jesus, can't you see? Look at me, and you will see. I know Jesus, He knows me.
So newly parted from Jesus' side, still gently glowing with a heavenly light. Thank thee, dear Father, for innocence divine. Thank thee for sending this sweet child to be mine.
I know Jesus.
So newly parted from Jesus' side,
I know Jesus.
Still gently glowing
can
with the
see?
Heaven.